Good morning, everyone. And now a fascinating bit of data behind a very, very important headline this week. I want to introduce you to Jeffrey Smith, who's superintendent of Valls Elementary School District in Phoenix, Arizona. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning.
So all this week, we're taking a look at SB 1070, which the news media describes as that controversial Arizona immigration law, right? You're not teaching the law in the classroom, but there's all kind of evidence in your elementary school classrooms that this law is going into effect in 3 days.
Well, we just yesterday was our first day of school. We have a longer school year. In my school district, we have a 200-day calendar in response to President Obama's call for a longer year and more rigor in the classroom. And so we started school yesterday, and so we've started to see the numbers, whether as many students are returning after the summer break.
And what have you discovered?
Well, we have do we have kids that are enrolled, and that those are the students that we planned on returning. They were on the books as being registered in the schools. And then on the first day of school, we were down 559 kids.
So wow.
Out of a total of 2,800 kids, 559 less. But I also stress that it's not unusual, since we start so early, that kids will trickle in over the next few weeks. And so, you know, we expect those numbers to rise somewhat, but it is a larger gap than we're used to.
Well, still, that is a big number. And describe our audience, our listeners around the nation who might not know how things work in your school district. You're 70% Hispanic, right?
That's correct.
And a lot of students are presumed to be from families of undocumented immigrants, right?
That's the presumption. We don't really track that. We don't, you know, a lot of the kids are probably citizens, but maybe their parents are not.
Now, has a kid come up to you and said, you know, Mr. Smith, are the police empowered to come into this school and ask if people have papers? That kind of a question? Because I can understand why parents would be concerned with this law going into effect.
I haven't had any children ask that, but I think the parents know about it. And the answer is a very difficult question, but, you know, the school is a safe place per se. You know, the police can't come into the school. The law really is reflective of if someone is stopped for something that they're already doing illegally, then the police can then check their identification. But the kids are concerned, and the families are concerned.
Now, you're in a tough position, Jeffrey Smith, as superintendent, but I'm wondering if your attitude here is, insofar as you can disclose it to me, is one of, okay, here we go, we're going to have to deal with this like we deal with a lot of things here in school, or are you actively afraid of the implications of this law in terms of students who don't show up and what the effect on their lives might be?
Well, it's concerning in a lot of different levels. But you know, our job is simple. Our job is to educate those students that come to our schools, and so we stay focused on our primary mission, and we do the very best we can. It does affect the community. You know, when you have if people are leaving, and people, there are reports of people that are packing. You know, they kind of have one foot out the door waiting to hear if the law goes through on Thursday and things like that, to see what will happen to the community if a large number, if there's an exodus of people that leave the community. That is a concern.
Wow. 1 foot out the door, presumably on their way to another state?
That's the word, but some of them want to go back to Mexico. Some of them want to go to other states where they feel they can, you know, have a job and have a better life. Hmm. And for some, it's very difficult. These people are very, very poor. It's poverty to the extreme, to where they may not be able to leave, which is a whole other way to look at this also. It's not so easy to just pack up and leave.
Well, voting with your feet if you can. Jeffrey Smith, an amazing story behind the headline. Superintendent of Valls Elementary School District, waiting, like everyone in Arizona, for whether SB 1070 will go into effect later on this week. Thank you, Jeffrey.
You're welcome.